I'd like to introduce Mike Robinson to present the scholarship awards. Here.
Thank you. I'd like to take a couple of minutes, first of all. You have to excuse me because I'm normally not the not the MC for this, but one of the greatest pleasures I have with this organization is serving on the scholarship committee. It's great to see our students get assistance from the Federation, and it's also great to have them and welcome them into our family at our conventions. Before we start, I'd like to thank a few people. Charlie Richardson for serving on the committee. Charlie Richardson, Ray Wayne was the chairman, Mindy Jacobson, Lucy Cox, Adrian Ash, Romeo, and Linda Johnson for serving as secretary for the committee. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, let's just get right on with it. The first recipient of the scholarship is a very determined. She goes out of her way to educate others about her blindness. She's attended the Colorado Center, learning many things, and has come to accept what life has dealt her. She is a philosophy student at SUNY Brockport, and this is her first convention in our affiliate. Please join me in congratulating Sydney Ashton. Estefan, the recipient of the Ray Wayne Scholarship in the amount of $800.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to the NFB. It means a lot to me receiving this scholarship. I spend a lot of time at the Colorado Center, and I do go out of my way to educate others about blindness and to show the sighted what the members of the NFB can do and how independent we can be in living on our own. Even though we do have to deal with being blind every day, we still have struggles that we can overcome, and we can be just as independent as anybody else. Thank you.
Okay, our next scholarship recipient, our next scholarship goes to someone who wants to forge a new trail into an industry for the blind, for all blind people. She's currently attending the Bradford Hall Career Institute in Bohemia, New York, majoring in medical billing and coding certification, and is scheduled to graduate in 2008. It's been my pleasure to present the scholarship donated by David and Lori Stair in the amount of $800 to Cheryl and Nomina. Thank you. Estraveria.
Again, I'm very honored to receive this. I never win anything, but which is true. I never did win anything. I won my husband 15 years ago, so you know that's one of the best things in my life. And joining this, I say organization, but this is one of the best families I've ever belonged to, more than my own. And I just want to say thank you so much, and I won't let this family down. Thank you.
And our final scholarship is being presented to a young man who is very humble. However, he makes an excellent point in his application when he said, "What unifies us." Is trying to read lousy handwriting. It's my own. Okay. What unifies us is our striving to not let our disabilities define us. We let our talents define us, and we strive for excellence. His talent is obviously obviously Texas Hold'em. Seriously. He strives for academic excellence and is determined to fulfill his dream of attaining a master's degree in rehabilitation and community counseling from Syracuse University. Congratulations to Glenn Stewart, this year's recipient of the Sally Jacobson Pam Jones Scholarship in the amount of $1,200. For those of you who don't know, Sally and Carl were married for 34 years before her passing, and Pam was Carl's sister-in-law until her departure in the past year. And they were both Linda Johnson's sisters. Congratulations, Glenn.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm definitely honored to receive this scholarship award. Neil Lewis said something about an investment. This investment, to me, is investment in the fuel that's going to drive me towards success. I complete my dual master's degree in rehab counseling and community counseling in May of 2008, where I'm going to go on to help as many people as I possibly could that are blind or have a disability. I just want to let you know, I mean, being part of the NFB family is very special to me. And Neil, this investment is definitely going to make a difference and make change in many people who are blind's lives. Thank you very much.
I'd also like to take a moment to thank Independent Living Aids and the Charlie Richardson Wallet Foundation for their very generous $500 donations, which allowed us to bring our scholarship recipients to the convention to welcome them into the Federation family. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're really proud of our scholarship recipients, and I would like to say that we have some scholarship recipients with us right now, people who have stayed with us after receiving scholarships. I know that I will forget people, so just call out your names when I do, because it's not if I do, it's when I do. Kate Mendez is a past scholarship recipient. As is Romeo Edmead. Marie Cout, who was here earlier, she's not with us because she has to teach in the morning, but she has stayed active with us. Marie won the real big one in 99 on the national, at the national. Anil Lewis is a scholarship winner, and he is, and Anil has stayed with us, you know, big time, right? Teresa Chinea is here with us. I knew I was going to forget her. And Nuria, who was here earlier, I was thinking of Nuria and Marie, because they were here earlier, and I was saying to myself, don't forget those, and then I forgot Teresa. Who else? Rocky? Did Rocky want a scholarship? And isn't it nice to have Rocky with us? Yes. So it's a great, really great thing. We, of course, many of our scholarship winners do not stay with us, but we're so happy when you do, because you will be the future of our organization, and we will be proud and honored to pass it on to you.